From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The Trump administration's trade tariffs and the tariffs other countries have put in place in response to them have alarmed business leaders across the country. Businesses in Washington state, in particular, have a lot to lose, from cherry growers in eastern Washington to steel importers on the coast. Molly Solomon from Oregon Public Broadcasting says the state's trade-dependent economy is already seeing consequences of tariffs and is bracing for more.
The Port of Vancouver is along the Columbia River, just north of Portland, Oregon. For many whose jobs depend on the port, the impacts of a looming trade war are already here.
Usually, this yard's filled with steel, and I'm not seeing that.
Kacher Claybaugh is the president of the local Longshoremen's Union. He says less steel on the docks is a big problem. The Port of Vancouver handles the second largest volume of imported steel on the West Coast. Those imports make up about a third of its revenue, and officials are predicting a decline of at least 5%. The loss of imports could mean fewer hours for part-time longshoremen like Amber Nelson.
If we lose that standard of living, my family will suffer in ways that I've not had to deal with before.
It's something the port has been closely monitoring since March, when President Trump slapped a 25% tariff on imported steel from China. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said nearly 1 million jobs in Washington are supported by trade. And it's not just imports. Nearly $7 billion in state exports are threatened by new tariffs. U.S. Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, says her state has more at stake in a trade war.
States like ours are the most trade-dependent state in the nation. We have people whose job depends on this, that from a broad range of people. So the impact on our economy could be very quick and it could be very tough.
Back at the Port of Vancouver, uncertainty surrounding the trade climate could have far-reaching consequences. Port CEO Juliana Marler worries that tension around tariffs could lead customers to find other alternatives or go elsewhere for products.
Once you lose business, you know, if they go to another country and are able to start getting a stable supply, it's hard to get that business back.
In the meantime, Marler and her staff have been making additional trips to Asia to reassure their clients during these uncertain times. In Vancouver, Washington, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.